I should have put some thought into this. All right, well,
on how to segue into this?
on how to segue into this. Yeah. So actually what we're going to get here is actually something very special. This is going to be a double unshow. Because I had said on recent deadpans that I had some heavy news to drop. So that news is going to drop in one of these double unshows, but this first one will be more of a fun show.
A fun show on show.
Yes, I'll give you a second to just, recover from that because that's hilarious. But you
I'm totally
recognize
breaking deadpan. Totally breaking deadpan.
that's quite all right.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yes. You're absolutely right. I apologize.
That was funny.
I will go deadpan again. Thank you.
So everyone recognizes that voice, and if you don't, then for shame. That's my very good friend and one of the most important podcasters in podcast history.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
That is T. Morris, who is, as is sometimes overlooked, the very first podcast novelist.
Yeah. It's hard to believe we've been doing this thing for, man, coming up on 4 years now. You and I actually started podcasting around the same time, didn't we?
Well, you were in the game before me. But I first started getting involved with Winging It, which was how I, broke into this podcasting thing. And Moravi was out. You were going. I think you were already calling yourself the guest that wouldn't that won't go
The guest
away.
that get the guest that wouldn't go away. Yeah. Now I but now but correct me if I'm wrong, this wasn't the point where I was touching you after too much Stone Brew, right? T's touching
Unfortunately,
me, T's touching me, T's touching me.
yes. Unfortunately, no. Now that I've known the touch of T. Morris, I can never go back.
His mama didn't raise no dummy, he dug his rap.
So no, I'm glad that we did this because you first of all, for the serious unshow that's coming up and the serious statement that I have to communicate, I appreciate that you're going to be there to kind of help out and kind of be a sounding board and just be there. That is a class act on your part. But so
Don't let
thank you
that get
for
around. Don't tell anybody, please. Don't. Don't let that get out.
Is the order up?
No, that's my plug bell. I actually got one for the studio. I finally broke down and got a plug bell for the studio. So, if we ever mention, jackmangan.com or Spherical Tommy, then we can actually get it in there now. So it also means that an angel, has gotten its wings. So, hey, it's good all around. It's good all around.
That's right. It also sounds like, the cheeseburgers are up,
That's true. That's true.
cheese, cheeseburger. Yes.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. No fries, chips.
No Coke, Pepsi. Yes.
No Coke, Pepsi. Pepsi, Pepsi, Pepsi.
So that's the best thing
Oh.
about podcasting is to be funny. All you have to do is just steal other people's material. Like, we don't have to
Exactly.
come up with anything original.
Coming with a real rack. Oh, now you talk about obscure references today. Siegfried, Cinema Freak on Twitter, was apparently he's putting together for Balticon, a con that does miss you, by the way, Jack. But Balticon,
Well, like Balticon is a great time, and
yeah, Balticon was good fun. Balticon was good fun,
yes.
and Rich is putting together some sort of trivia game show, and he said, "I need TV shows that have been turned into movies and movies that have been turned into TV shows." And I was astounded at some of the stuff that I was pulling out of my back end. They made a TV show, a really awful TV show called Blue Thunder, based off the movie.
I remember.
But even more obscure, there was a very short-lived, and I believe it was on ABC, a very short-lived sitcom called Delta House. And it was the television-inspired version of Animal House. And I believe the guy who played Daniel Simpson Day, ergo D-Day, I think he actually got onto the television. I mean, not onto. I mean, he got onto the series, and he played D-Day on the series as well. And they got a lookalike to play Belushi, but it was Animal House without all the boob shots and stuff like that. And no, it didn't quite work. Shocker that it didn't quite work.
Yeah, because a a fake John Belushi. It's just that just doesn't work, you know?
No. I mean, even Michael Chiklis found out he couldn't really, you know, he could try to do a fake John Belushi, but he was no John Belushi. But he was an incredible thing. He makes a great thing in those Fantastic Four movies. He nails that part. You got to give him that.
I don't think you have to give much at all to those movies, but
oh, come on. They're not as bad as people make them out to be. They could be worse. They could be, you know, Ang Lee's Hulk, okay? That's all I'm saying.
I think I hold them in equal disdain, I think.
Ouch.
Yeah, now,
Did you see the new Hulk? Did you see the reboot called The Incredible Hulk with Ed Norton?
Yes, I did see the new Incredible Hulk movie with Ed Norton.
I loved that. I loved it.
I liked it. I didn't love it. I liked it.
Well, you got to remember, I was comparing it to the first one. If you compare it to the first one, you'll love it.
Yes, it was The Godfather Part 1 and 2 compared to the first one.
There is that.
Well, I mean, this is a long geeky road that we can embark upon here.
Isn't it though?
And but you know, we probably, I don't know. Well, feel free if you have more to say. I'm gonna let you go down the road, but I'm not gonna go any further on the.
You're not gonna travel with me. So to bring it back around, I'm gonna wander off down the geek road with that song in the background. Da, 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 da.
Yes, which was actually a brilliant move to put that in the second movie.
Absolutely brilliant. I mean, when I heard that, I said, okay, I officially love this movie. And the fact they actually gave Lou Ferrigno a speaking role, even better. So, you know, rock on, Lou.
Yes, and Lou Ferrigno has actually not aged. They actually thawed him out. He has not aged like a day since 1981.
You know, I'd like to see Ferrigno and Schwarzenegger get back into the whole competition thing again, because I guarantee you, Ferrigno probably still has the definition that Schwarzenegger's lost.
That's true. You know, he's not a girly man anymore. He's not sitting on his ass all day.
Yeah. Putting out fires and, you know, running California.
That's right. Right, you know, if you're going to be the governor of a state, shouldn't one of the requirements be that you can pronounce the name of your state that you live in?
Yeah, you know, there you go. I'm actually surprised that W did not sign it into law that immigrants could run for presidential office, because you know, if it had happened, we could be greeting to the White House President Schwarzenegger. You know, it would happen.
Yeah, so you know, he'd win in a landslide. He would absolutely win. Yes.
Yeah. And for 4 years, we've been known as the United States of America.
Which is a scary thought. Now, I wonder who his VP would be.
Oh, easy. Norris. The Schwarzenegger Norris.
Wouldn't be Stallone, you don't think?
Nah. I don't see him and Stallone making nice. I could see him and Norris making nice. But not him and Stallone. Nah, I don't see that. I don't see that. Besides, Stallone apparently struck gold with both the comeback movies of Rocky Balboa and Rambo. So I mean, you know, he's got a film career again. So that's what I'm thinking.
So maybe he could do King Conan then, since we're all waiting for Schwarzenegger. Imagine that.
Don't ever do that again. No. End this road right now. It's quickly becoming a train wreck.
Yeah, and actually, you know, I said I wasn't going to go down that road, but then here we are, you know. So tell me a little bit about, since this is the fun show, then take a look.
The unfun show, yeah.
This is the unfun show?
The unfun show, yeah.
Like on Sesame Street when they go to the unfair.
Yeah. This is the unfun show or the unhappy fun ball show.
That's right. Do not taunt.
Do not provoke. Do not taunt happy fun ball. Yes.
Another obscure Saturday Night Live reference, but a funny one.
Oh
yes.
Man.
Woo! See, we We can make those because you know why? Because we are two wild and crazy guys.
That's right. That's right. We are hot. We're looking for hot American foxes. That was when. Oh man, that's when those guys were funny. Man.
Yes.
I stopped watching Saturday Night Live during the Farley years. It's been a while. When they screwed it up when Stewart was on, I said nah. When you got someone like Patrick Stewart who can do comedy, it just I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that they were who they claimed to be anymore. Although I will say when Patrick Stewart did Ewan McDougall, the Scottish therapist, opposite of Mike Myers, that was quite funny. Watching the two of them sing "And I Will Walk Five, the Thousand Mile Song. Oh yeah, that was good, but that was about it.
That reference is actually too obscure for me. I suppose I should
no,
break it down on
the you really shouldn't, because that's about the high point of the night, and then it just kind of spirals downhill from there. They had Stewart, and like they do with a lot of the promising guest hosts, they don't know what to do with them. But I mean, I think at the time when Steve Martin was on there in the 70s, and when Robin Williams would go on the show, when Tom Hanks would go on the show, before Tom Hanks became the very important actor when he was doing stuff like, when he was doing the quality films of his canon, like Bachelor Party and Splash and,
He was still Bosom Buddies. He's still doing Bosom Buddies on television.
Man, that was high comedy. I'm sorry, that was just high comedy. High comedy, bro.
Yeah, the Saving Private Ryan nonsense. That's what the hell.
Oscar Schmosker, I want Bachelor Party 2, the night after. That's what I want.
I think there is actually a Bachelor Party sequel, but
yeah, and I think the only person who made it from the original to the sequel was Adrian Zemed.
yeah. Sorry. I think there's a law that anytime you say Adrian Zemed, someone has to burst into laughter.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
See, it just happened again.
But you got to give the homeboy credit. You got to give that extremely robotic Dance Fever host white boy credit. In Bachelor Party, he was actually quite funny. He was actually quite funny. The scene that always stands out in my mind is when Tom Hanks is walking by a pillar, or he's dancing by a pillar, and the crossbow bolt just suddenly drives itself into the wall, and Hanks stares at it, looks at Zemed, calls him over and says, "What is that?" And Zemed looks at him with a totally deadpan face and goes, "Beats me." And then another one comes in. And he goes, "And that?" And Zemed, again, doesn't miss a beat. Still drawing a blank. I mean, that was some incredible deadpan timing right there. So I give the homeboy credit. Yes, he's a very laughable guy, but in Bachelor Party, he should have gotten the nod. He should have gotten an Oscar nod for whitest man to overcome his overly whiteness. So I give him credit there.
That's probably the same year as Gandhi. So I'd say yes, he should have probably beaten out Ben Kingsley.
Okay. You got me on that one.
That would be Adrian Zmed.
Yes, exactly.
See? That's the
Zmed. Zmed.
I don't know. See, Zmed is kind of funny, but I think you need the full three. Yeah. Is it three or four syllables? I don't even
Kneel know. Before me, Son of Jor-El. Kneel before Zmed. And now we're back to the Superman references. You knew it was going to come. Knew it was going to come. Otisburg? Otisburg.
Yeah, that's become a constant between Morris and Mangan. When you goes together, we start with the old Superman references. Next year we'll have to go to a romantic vacation in Niagara Falls sometime, I guess.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. And that's when you discover I'm really Superman. Oh my God.
That's right. When you take off, but see, since you don't wear glasses, it would be when you take off your beard.
You haven't seen my Facebook of late. Yesterday I was having like these vish typos. I mean, just typos out of the norm for me. And I said, okay, this is a problem. This is definitely a problem. So I went to go get my eyes checked. Now I had them zapped. I had them LASIKed a few years ago. Apparently it didn't take. And now my eyes are just in really piss poor shape. So I'm wearing glasses again. I am wearing glasses behind the computer, and I'm also wearing glasses when I drive.
Wow.
So tweeting while driving, that's out now. That's out. I can't do that anymore.
It's a shame, you know, because that's a good idea.
Yeah. It's a great idea.
I didn't see that because, I'm not on this Facebook thing.
That's right.
Although, I have a feeling that that's going to come to an end soon. So, I'll make a grand announcement here when if I cave in and cave in on my Facebook stance.
It just depends on how social you're feeling on that day, Jack. It really is. I mean, just make sure you don't do the, you don't get sucked into the little applications that I'm constantly going ignore. It's, yeah.
No. Well, if I get Facebook going ever, it really will just be so people can stop saying, like, hey, check out this thing on Facebook, and I'll have to give the speech about, like, well, I made it, so that's really all it'll be for. I will say this,
it is not as bad as MySpace. It is not as bad as MySpace. I'll give it that.
That's what I keep hearing. And actually, yeah, I mean, the whole world is on it. I keep hearing from, I may cave eventually. But anyway, that's a little life spoiler. Because people are so concerned about my online social media activities. speaking of life spoilers, I don't even know what that means. So are you ready to play along and read some comments?
I am ready to play along and read comments. Am I pulling up the Watchmania Part 1?
Actually these are comments from the Watchmania Part 1 episode. So, but I'll send them to you via Skype, and then you can just, because I have already selected the randomly selected.
All right.
Although, feel free, we can improvise this thing. There are no hard and fast rules. If you see one on there that you absolutely must read, then go for it.
While it is your show, I do think that the one person that seems to always get neglected, but I think should get the recommendation, should be the first person, the firsties. And the person that took firsties on the Watchmania show was CJ, and it was her first firsties. So basically she popped her cherry, or was it he popped her cherry? CJ, whoever you are, CJ says, my first firsties, I'm taking it. And beating Vandemon by a clear hour and a half plus margin. So Vandemon, you got to work harder.
Actually, CJ. That is CJ of Dan and CJ from the Love Long and Prosper podcast.
Oh, CJ. Okay, got it. Oh, hi, CJ. How you doing?
So, yes.
Okay.
There you go. So, yes, CJ got the first. And, CJ kicks ass. CJ has, and CJ and Dan, actually, they facilitated the Watchmania conversation.
And they did a bang-up job on it, I must say. Bang-up job on it. That was a tight show. That was a very tight show. Brought back a lot of memories, but we're going to save that for the third recording session we're going to do tonight.
That's right. We're in for the long haul here.
That we are.
So we'll count that. That will count as the first greasy spoon. So there you go, CJ. You get a point. And because I don't know the standings. So I always rely on the smarty hotties, but I'm going to need to go through and get the standings. But anyway, here is your Here's, I guess, number two.
Okay.
I'm about to send over to T, and T will read.
And it's also from CJ. And so, CJ, you get the bell as well. By the way, since I haven't heard from her in so freaking long, I just want to say Andrea of the Smarty Hotties and her lovely Hugh, that's one for you, too. For the Greasy Spoon, CJ says, that's freaky. Yesterday, I changed my incoming text message sound from Transformers to, message for you, Deadpan is in sync with my phone. Not to be confused with iPhone, but my phone. There you go.
Yes. Lovely. That was very, that was excellent.
Thank you.
Are you ready for number two or three?
Bring it on. Bring it.
All right. We're banging on all cylinders now.
Ed from Texas said, Jack, that was brilliant. As I sit with my copy of Watchmen on my computer desk, I wonder if I should take it with me to the movie on Friday and flip through as the movie progresses. Maybe I'll save that for DVD time. That is Tay awesome.
Yeah, you know, a little flashlight in the theater that probably
there you go.
Go over too well. And plus, you know, it'll be really hard to read, you know, through your Rorschach mask while you're watching the movie.
Yeah, that too.
All right, number...
As long as he doesn't go dressed as Dr. Manhattan, I think we'll be okay.
Yes. Well, it could go as early Dr. Manhattan.
That's true. Or Armani suit Dr. Manhattan.
Yes. Or, you know, Silk Spectre even, which would be interesting.
I think I'd rather see the early Dr. Manhattan then. Hey.
All right.
Wanderwolf says, please don't stop on my account. If it makes you feel better, make a joke about me. My fur will still be soft and cuddly.
Very good.
I feel like I need to take a shower after that one. That just feels a little weird. Okay.
I love the out of context stuff here.
Yes, yes. Out of context theater with your host, Dr. John Smarr. All right.
And Smarr actually gets props for, he did an excellent voice of the main villain character in Creature of God at Variant Frequencies. That was my story, by the way.
Oh, hey. There you go. At variantfrequencies.com.
That's right.
So awesome.
Right. Your order's up. Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger. let's see. CJ. Again, CJ. CJ is racking up the points for the Greasy Spoons. And she says, Rhett, I want waffles. I want waffles. Do you deliver? Tab. To Teb, she says, is that Teb or T-E-B?
That's actually short for the Energizer Bunny.
The Energizer Bunny. Thank you. Okay, the Energizer Bunny. It is a month end for me, too. This is from CJ, Energizer Bunny. It is a month end for me, too. I have 3 spreadsheets to populate today, and one of them is 12 pages of little bitty numbers. Want to be my cube buddy. Jack, I may have a slight headache. I hear my coffee dinging at me. Yay, coffee.
That's, I've never had that flavor of coffee, actually. So, this is the last. Are you ready for the last?
I'm ready. I'm ready for the last and the final greasy spoon.
Yes.
Nipple.
The final Jughead. Greasy nipple. The nipple sting?
The nipple taint. Yes, I'm ready for it.
For nipple taint. That's a whole different episode.
Oh, now appropriate. From Wanderwolf, just realized CJ offered me goodies. I'll be in my bunk. So, with the nipple taint. No, that's not in the comment, but okay.
Right. Yeah, and actually, no, nipple taint. Obviously, she didn't mean that Wanderwolf and nipple taint go together, obviously.
Oh, I see a meme starting on your on the deadpan now.
We've had a couple of good points here today. I think I especially like the new Adrian's Med rule. I think we should spread the word about that.
Yes, I like that. I like that. This med alarm. I like that.
Right. So yeah, just laugh. You only said med.
And then, exactly. So, now all we gotta do is somehow track down Adrian's Med and get him to do a bumper for deadpan.
He's probably available.
I have a feeling he would be. Yep.
Well, all right. Well, I probably should have said this at the top of the Fun Un show, but this is obviously not Watchmania Part 2.
No.
So if you were tuning in looking for Watchmania Part 2, I do, you know, and I apologize. That in a way, that should come out this week before the movie comes out. But, you know, there's an important reason that we're doing it this way this week. We're doing Un shows this week. And this Fun show really exists just to have some levity, because the next part, there's going to be 2 Un shows this week, and the second one, as I said, is going to be not the Fun show. There's some serious matters to discuss, and that one will actually come out tomorrow, so this one will come out first. But actually, I do have one more thing for the Fun show to announce, is that Sinful, of the Sinful Mind podcast, the wonderful Sinful, has actually offered up a free copy of Watchmen. She has a free copy of the Watchmen graphic novel. And so how about that? Is that cool? Now, and actually,
That's beltworthy.
Yes, that is. And actually, to go with that, not only is there going to be a deadpan contest to win a free copy of Watchmen. And by the way, thank you very much, Sinful, the awesome Sinful of the Sinful Mind podcast. But there's also, I'm going to offer up with that, you can also win a free Denny's gift certificate.
There you go. There you go. Denny's for the win.
Yeah, so you get two cool things.
And hearing that bell probably is making you want that Grand Slam breakfast like you wouldn't believe.
That's right. Or actually, you know what? T is actually going to make the call here. Should that actually go to the second place winner? Should we offer up a first and second place? What do you think, T?
Yeah, let's do that. First place is the Watchmen. Second, and the runner-up is going to get the Denny's breakfast.
All right. Good.
And the third place gets a Denny's breakfast as well, but gets it with you. They just have to get out to Arizona. That's why it's a third place thing.
Sure, that works. And yes, okay, so there'll be three, but I don't know. Hopefully, I'll get three voicemails. Because here's my thought. What I want you to do is that is good. We should have a first, second, and third. What I want you to do, since the movie comes out this weekend, the first three voicemails I get that describe the opening of the movie. And don't say friggin' opening credits, because that's just, you know, yes, that'll be hilarious, but, you know, we all know it's going to start with opening credits. So describe the opening of the film, and you actually also have to throw in the deadpan slogan. So this kind of means that it won't just be some person who's never listened to the show and is not a part of it. I mean, if you're brand new and you're, then you'll know. Anyway.
So, and what's the number again?
First describe a little bit of the opening minute. Don't go into the first half an hour. Describe the opening minute. Say the deadpan slogan with or without the motherfucker part. You can leave that out if you don't want to say the curse word. Say the deadpan slogan. Describe the first minute or so of the movie, you know, outside of the credits. And the voicemail line is 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664.
Can I just make shit up for the first prize, Jack?
Sure, you can make shit up.
I'm kidding.
As if, you know, I'm sure, you know what, wise-ass answers are welcome. feel free to have fun with this. But obviously, you know, they'll have to be legit. And of course, if you send me something tonight, then unless you've seen an advanced screening, then, you know, obviously you don't qualify. And yeah, this has turned into unfun babble, I think. So I think I'm going to wrap it up and say thank you very much to my lovely and talented guest, co-host, and comment reader. Thank you very much, T. Morris. And you
my
have
pleasure.
Some stuff. You have some stuff to pimp, so why don't you close out by pimping what you have to pimp?
Well, this summer I have a book coming out from Q Publishing called All a Twitter, and it is a book all about Twitter. And that's one of the reasons why I am putting some of my more creative stuff on hold. The other thing that I want your folks to keep a lookout for this summer, and that's the plan this summer, from New Zealand, Philippa Ballantyne and myself, we're going to be collaborating on a steampunk novel, and it's going to be a podcast. But here's the catch: the first episode is going to be free. And then we are going to do a podcast novel for pay. We're like, you know what? We've proven that we can do high quality podcasting, and we know we're not going to get rich quick, but we would like to supplement the incomes. And so what we're going to do is we haven't quite figured out how we're going to do the subscription base yet, but that's our plan. And the show is going to be called Books and Brawn. And it is steampunk CSI. That's the best way to describe it. Steampunk CSI, only with 80% less David Caruso. So you don't have to worry about that at all. And we are 100% Adrian Zmed free. Even better. Okay.
See, that was my silly laugh. Yes. Well, that's excellent, and I look forward to the steampunk extravaganza from you guys. And it's an excellent genre that I think has been often misused and abused. So, and I look forward to two authors that I trust.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Yes, and you know that's no sarcasm. Seriously, like I say like 20 ridiculous things. I want people to know that's not me being you know, dry and ironic. I'm serious. I look forward to what you guys are going to do with it, and I think it's going to be excellent, just for the names. And you have one other thing coming up that we were talking about pre-recording.
Actually, it's already come and gone. If you're talking about the talk that I gave, that one.
Well, you said that you're gonna post it online, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The story behind that is that I've actually started up what I call my grown-up podcast. It's actually a business-related podcast called In Your Right Mind, and this is what's gonna shock probably all of the Deadpan community. Each episode is under 10 minutes long, and no lie, under 10 minutes, it is actually a business-oriented podcast to talk about creative solutions in the workplace. Because what I'm noticing as a consultant is a lot of people are pulling their creative teams in-house as opposed to farming things out. You know, people are starting to edit video at work. People are starting to, even for administrative positions, you need to know InDesign, you need to know Photoshop, you need to know Illustrator. So what I'm doing is I've come up with this podcast where I talk about creative solutions, the implementation of social media in an intelligent manner, and where this all ties back to is that I'm gonna I just started putting final touches on a video that was shot of a talk I gave last week. It was at the Merrill Lynch Convention Center. Gave a talk for the Washington Network Group called Anti-Social Media, What Not to Do with Web 2.0. This talk may piss a few people off. This talk may validate a lot of stuff that other people have been saying. They just haven't stepped up and said it. And what my talk was based on was just that, you know, you and I have talked about this off pod, but basically social media has just been exploding over the past, year, 2 years. Matter of fact, I think they said that Twitter between 2007 and 2008 had a 500% increase in the amount of users that joined it. Mm-hmm. And people are still joining Twitter. And that's great and all, but not just Twitter, Facebook, blogging, podcasting, this whole social media movement. There's a lot of people that are jumping into it, but they are still doing old school, I'm here to pimp my crap, without understanding the social aspect of social media. And that's really what this talk is about, you know, what do I do to avoid these mishaps? And I give case studies and stuff like that, but instead of it being a one-hour talk that's just very dry and, you know, here is statistic A, you'll notice in this bar graph, I tend to get away from that, and I give my viewpoints and my spin on it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start releasing it at imaginethatstudios.com as a video podcast. So you'll get the talk in bits and pieces. And at least that's my plan. I have to finish the editing bit, and that's the hard part. But once I get there, I get there, so it's fine. And that's really all I got to pimp. So go ahead and check me out at imaginethatstudios.com. Thanks, everybody.
All right. And, I'm babbling like this because I'm noting that, yeah, we've talked for a very long time. So yes. but
it's an unfun show. So we kind of have that leeway. So it's okay.
That's right. The rules are out the door. So thank you everyone for listening. Thank you T for being on here. And apologies if you were eager for Watch Mania Part 2 this week, but well, you know, Watch Mania Part 2 will come out after you've seen the film. So maybe in a way that will help. And hell, we might have so much stuff. There might actually be cause for a Watch Mania Part 3. I mean, can you imagine that? Yeah, I mean, and why not, right?
Why not?
Well, the reason why not is because I actually have this backlog of material. So, I this guy, you know, I have a first-time caller sent me, or first-time, you know, long-time first-time sent me this wonderful voicemail that's been sitting there. So I'll figure it out. I'll come up with some way to not leave people just, you know, not leave people's contributions languishing. But I have a feeling there's going to be Watch Mania Part 3. But that's neither here nor there. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, T, for being here. And yes, this has been unfun. So, all right, I'm gonna close.
And we didn't even say Adrian Zmed. Incredible.
See, exactly. See, the rule, the Adrian Zmed rule. All right, thank you, T. I'm gonna hit stop now.